You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlists. Today's topic is how God's forgiveness changes our lives. God's forgiveness is as deep as it is powerful. He gives it freely, and there's no better display of his love and forgiveness than when Jesus took responsibility for our sin through his death on the cross. When we understand how personal the love and forgiveness of God is, our lives will change from the inside out. Our lives will be filled with joy instead of regret, gratitude instead of guilt, and mercy instead of anger or resentment. Check out these verses to learn how God's forgiveness can change your life. God loves giving us the gift of forgiveness, even when we least deserve it. Ephesians 1, 5 through 8. Because of his love, God had already decided to make us his own children through Jesus Christ. That is what he wanted and what pleased him. And it brings praise to God because of his wonderful grace. God gave that grace to us freely in Christ, the one he loves. In Christ, we are set free by the blood of his death, and so we have forgiveness of sins. How rich is God's grace, which he has given to us so fully and freely. Psalm 65:3. Though we are overwhelmed by our sins, you forgive them all. Romans 5:6-8. Christ died for us when we were unable to help ourselves. We were living against God, but just at the right time, Christ died for us. Very few people will die to save the life of someone else, even if it is for a good person. Someone might be willing to die for an especially good person. But Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and by this God showed how much he loves us. 1 John 3:20. Even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings, and he knows everything. Psalm 103:8-14. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. God's forgiveness impacts us most when we admit our need for it. Psalm 86:5. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Psalm 32:1-2. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. Psalm 130:2-5. Hear my cry, O Lord. Pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. Mark 2:17. When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are healthy have no need of a physician, but only those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners, who recognize their sin and humbly seek forgiveness." God's forgiveness helps us forgive. Luke 7:47. So I tell you that all her sins are forgiven, and that is why she has shown great love. But anyone who has been forgiven for only a little will show only a little love. Matthew 6, 14 through 15. For if you forgive others their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, nurturing your hurt and anger with the result that interferes with your relationship with God, then your Father will not forgive your trespasses. 1 Thessalonians 4, 9. Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. As we close, take a minute to think about an area of guilt or regret you've been avoiding that you can take to God. Humbly pray and ask Him for forgiveness, and gratefully give to people in your life today the same love God has given you. This has been Scripture Playlists from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com.